The Food Wastage Footprint Report finds that each year, food that is produced but not eaten guzzles up a volume of water equivalent to the annual flow of Russia's Volga River and is responsible for adding 3.3 billion tons of greenhouse gases to the planet's atmosphere. FAO's Director General José Graciano da Silva says the implication is huge.
Everyday consumers, especially in the rich countries, waste almost as much food as the entire net food production of sub-Saharan Africa. The implication of this massive food waste for food security and sustainability is huge. If we reduce food loss and waste, we have more food available without the need to produce more and putting less pressure on natural resources.
Mr. Da Silva says this food wastage that puts an unnecessary and an unsustainable pressure on the world's most critical resource must be reversed.
We simply cannot allow one-third of the food we produce to go to waste or lost because of inappropriate practice when we have 807 million people go hungry every day.
The report finds that food waste and loss remains at 1.3 billion tons at the global level. So what about the economic impact of food waste?
The food wasters means $750 billion every year. This impressive figure is the equivalent of the GDP of Switzerland. And the number still excludes fish and seafood and the economic cost associated with the environment and social impacts.
Akim Steiner, the executive director of the UN Environment Program, or UNEP, says this figure of $750 billion in terms of direct costs associated with this phenomenon is in itself an extraordinary wake-up call to all of us.
We are all able to address this issue by becoming part of the solution. And whether we are in our families looking at our own food consumption, whether it is in the tourism sector, in the restaurants, in the canteens, in the supermarkets, each domain in which food is produced, sold, consumed can actually contribute to this. Starting with the ridiculous phenomena that we don't buy crooked vegetables anymore because they don't look pretty enough in many of the more affluent parts of our society, but also down to the phenomena of sell-by dates. Sell-by dates are supposed to be an orientation, but they are not an absolute date by which we begin to throw away these extraordinary amounts of food.
UNEP and FAO are founding partners of the Think, Eat, Save, Reduce Your Footprint campaign that was launched earlier this year. Its aim is to assist in coordinating worldwide efforts to manage down wastage. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.